Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Savvy Scribe Podcast.
A podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Hello, my Savvy Scribes. I'm so happy you're here. Thanks for listening again. I am here to help you all today figure out how to pick a topic to write about. Okay, I know this can be a struggle for many of us because we have a lot of things going on, right? We're trying to build a business. We got life on the other side. It's like, okay, so what? How do you not reinvent the wheel every single time, but really hone in on something that your clients will like, okay? So the first thing I'm going to say is whatever industry you're in, whatever type of client you're writing for, there's already content out on the internet somewhere, okay? There's nothing that hasn't not been done. I mean, I'm sure there's some things that haven't been done. But in general, when you're writing for clients, there's probably a competitor in the space. So you can always look at what their competitors are doing, or you can look at what they've already done. Either of those, you're going to then not just say like, oh, their client, the direct competitor client wrote four ways to stay healthy during the holidays. How are you going to do four ways to stay healthy during the holidays? No. You don't want to do a direct thing like that. That's boring. Someone might have already read it on their competitor's website. What you could do is niche down, way down. Okay, so say a client has four ways to stay healthy during the holiday season. Pick one of those ways and go deep, deep on that one way. Do tons of research on it, and really, you can make an entire article about the one way. You get what I'm saying here? So I always say, if you're writing for a client, you'll want to know the content strategy the client has in mind and always work with that as well. Because remember, our goal with content is to always gain traffic. So you have to know a little bit what's going on in the industry. So hopefully, your client has some sort of strategy in place that focuses on keyword analysis and SEO or search engine optimization that can help you guide you on topic generation. So if they have a keyword about staying healthy during the holiday season, something like that, then you can really pull from there as well. So there's so many ways that you can think about a topic to write about that's not just stealing it and reworking it from a competitor. You might want to pitch clients ideas that are already trending in the industry based on what the client's audience is searching for. So again, if they have a great SEO person, they probably already know what that is. And now it's up to you to write it. But a sneaky kind of background way to do this is to be your own audience. Okay, so if your audience is searching for something in the health and wellness industry, pretend you're one of them and start typing in Google the question you want to ask. Always form it as a question because that's what people are actually searching for. Think about it. Anything that you've searched for on Google recently was probably a question. So how is the audience phrasing those types of questions? Another way that you can look at it is what the client has already posted and what's working for their current blog. So if they have their analytics set up correctly through Google Analytics, you can help create content based on what's already working. Again, use that same strategy that if they have a piece that's working like the best place to be a travel nurse in 2022, and they have all these places, take one of those places and really, really go hard at that place and create an entire article around it, especially if it's a trending keyword for that industry or that client. So I hope this helps. Generating content ideas can be difficult at first, but I'm telling you, once you start to write and you use some of these strategies, your ideas are just going to keep flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And you're going to have so many ideas, which are going to be helpful, that you could then take those and take them down to what do you think would actually work for your clients. And or you can send all those ideas to your client and see what works for them. All right. I hope you guys are having a great week to start. And if you like what you're hearing, we would love to have a review from you. Come on over to the Facebook group, Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or check out the course, Plan, Produce, Profit, if you're ready to create your own health writing business. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.